This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections ended this evening. In the first phase, polling will be held on the 6th of this month in 121 assembly constituencies spread across 18 districts. During the first phase, political fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided by more than 3.75 crore voters. The Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements for the first phase. The second round of special intensive revision exercise of electoral roll has been launched by the Election Commission of India today. The exercise covers 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. These include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Among these, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal are due for assembly elections in 2026. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on the 7th of February next year. A train accident occurred near Bilaspur city in Chhattisgarh this evening. A passenger train collided with a goods train near Lal Khadan. 4 bodies have been recovered from the spot so far. 20 people are feared injured in the incident. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is not just a means of self-reliance, but also an inspiration for the development of the society and the nation. The president was addressing the 20th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital, Uttarakhand today. The president urged students to use their education in serving the underprivileged and in nation building, emphasizing that education strengthens intellect, skills and moral values. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during his meeting with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi. He said it is essential that both India and Israel work towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has reached London to foster ties between India and United Kingdom. According to the Indian High Commission in the UK, the visit of Foreign Secretary aims to build upon the momentum from the recent visits of the two Prime Ministers. The High Commission said the Foreign Secretary's meetings will strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two nations and advance cooperation across key areas. Air India is operating a relief flight to ferry the passengers of the Delhi-bound flight AI-174, which was diverted to Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia yesterday. In a social media post, Air India said that the ferry flight, which departed from Delhi this afternoon, will return with the affected passengers tomorrow morning. The flight AI-174 that took off from San Francisco in the United States last Sunday was diverted to Ulaanbaatar to make a precautionary landing due to a suspected technical issue. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Jamaica and Cuba in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. Around 20 tons of relief material was sent to Jamaica and Cuba as humanitarian assistance and disaster relief from New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, India stands with its Global South partners in the face of such natural disasters. And in the ICC has announced the Women's Cricket World Cup team of the tournament featuring 3 Indian stars, Smriti Mandhana, Jemima Rodrigues and Deepti Sharma, after India's historic title win against South Africa. Also, in the latest ICC Women's ODI rankings, India's young stars Jemima Rodrigues and Deepti Sharma have made major gains after their stellar performances in the historic World Cup triumph in Mumbai against South Africa. And the government has debunked a digitally altered video circulating on social media that falsely attributes the statement of Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The fact-check unit of PIB clarified that the content is digitally altered. And that is the end of this news bulletin.